Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com. My name is Helen Morris, and in this show, we are going to discuss whether capacity management is still important. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo Training profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question and comment box below. All right, let's get started. Capacity management. Is it still important in our IT service management today? There are several key goals for capacity management, which I believe mean that it is still important, even though people are virtualizing and capacity equipment costs a lot less than it used to. It's still important to have that management technique in place. So let's consider the three sub-process areas of business, service and component capacity management in the overall context of capacity management, the process. The capacity management process should be the focal point for all IT performance and capacity issues. Technology management functions such as network support, server support or operational management may carry out the bulk of the day-to-day operational activities but will provide performance information to the capacity management process. The process should encompass all areas of technology, both hardware and software, for all technology components and environments. We also need to be aware in capacity management that we have space planning and environmental systems to capacity to consider, as well as human resources. But we only really need to think about human resources where this will have a significant impact on our delivery of service. In general, human resource management is a line management responsibility. Although the staffing of a service desk should use a capacity management technique to ensure that the right level of staff is provided at the right time of day. The driving force for our capacity management should be the business requirements of the organisation, and in this respect, business capacity management is going to be a vital sub-process. We really need to understand what the business requirements are going to be so that we can deliver the appropriate service levels in line with our service level agreements and our operational level agreements. Capacity management needs to understand the total IT and business environment, making sure that we're familiar with the current business operation and its requirements through the patterns of business activity that we observe day to day. The future business plans and requirements are available through the service portfolio, and this is in the pipeline section. It's vital for us to understand how we improve our services and how we deliver capacity sufficient to meet the future needs of the business, as well as the current needs of the business. We need to make sure that we have service targets and the current service operation in SLAs and standard operating procedures captured and clearly understood. But all areas of IT technology and capacity and performance, including infrastructure, data, environment and applications, need to be clearly managed. Understanding all of this will enable capacity management to ensure that the current and future capacity and performance aspects of services are provided cost-effectively. Capacity management is not only about understanding the technology and the infrastructure, it's also about understanding the potential for delivery of new services. New technology needs to be understood and, if appropriate, used to innovate and deliver the services required by the customer. In this way, we can see that capacity management is still an important aspect of our IT service management provision. Understanding that there is a huge rate of technological change and that any new technology we develop will probably be obsolete very quickly means that we need to understand how to deliver the best cutting-edge provision of service that's appropriate for our business needs and budget. We need to make sure that new technology is harnessed appropriately and will satisfy any changing business expectations. This will provide us with a direct link through to our strategic planning, and so we may have to understand that capacity management will be subject to the constraints of our strategy overall. We need to make sure that capacity management includes the monitoring of patterns of business activity to deliver the levels of service that are appropriate through performance and understanding utilisation and throughput of our IT services. As we go forward planning for capacity, capacity management needs to understand how the patterns of business activity will affect the overall service that we provide. Understanding the requirements for production of regular and ad hoc reports on service and on component capacity and performance will mean that we need to deliver sufficient reports and accurate data into our organisation. This will provide us with information to undertake tuning activities to make sure that we have the most effective use of our existing IT resources. Capacity management needs to understand both the future and current demands, but it also needs to make sure that we're delivering service effectively right now, and tuning is a way of doing this. Influencing demand for our service, perhaps in conjunction with financial management, is another key area that capacity management can be involved in. Overall, capacity management needs to respond to the needs of our organisation and the requirements for our service provision by producing a capacity plan. This is still important even in today's changing technology, where items may be cheap to buy and virtualisation means that we have an easy and available opportunity for load balancing against our services. We need to plan how we're going to deliver this effectively. Virtualization is not inexpensive. It does mean that we have costs. It's not entirely free. So we need to plan how we're going to load balance and how we're going to use our virtualization to effectively support our businesses in the coming year. And this is what our capacity plan should detail. The capacity plan needs to capture the three areas that are covered by the sub-processes in capacity management, and these are just as important today as they've always been. So understanding the requirements of the business and have that quality determined and defined in service level agreements means that we allow ourselves sufficient planning to meet the future service levels required as defined in the service portfolio and captured in our service level requirements. We also need to think about the service provision and the assistance with the identification and resolution of any incidents and problems associated with the service or component performance. Proactive improvement of service, wherever it is cost justifiable and meets the needs of the business, is part of the requirement for managing capacity of large distributed IT infrastructures. Infrastructure that is complex and requires significant management and is a demanding task, especially when IT capacity and financial investment required is ever increasing. It makes more sense to plan for growth. The cost of an upgrade to an individual component in a distributed environment is often less than the cost of the upgrade to a component in a mainframe environment, but there are many more components in the distributed environment that need to be upgraded. So the balance of cost and the understanding of how we manage our infrastructure and plan for that infrastructure improvement is vitally important. Economies of scale may be employed because the cost per individual component could be reduced when many components need to be purchased. We need to understand how we plan and deliver that effective capacity management, because we can always make cost savings as we deliver our services for the future. Capacity management should also have input into the service portfolio and the procurement process to ensure that we provide the best deals with suppliers and we negotiate effectively. The information that's required on current and planned resource utilisation of individual components will enable us to decide with confidence which components to upgrade and how to do this, when to upgrade, and at what point we need to use which vendor, so we understand cost effectiveness and choose the appropriate mechanisms that support our business going forward into the future. Forecasting and planning elements of capacity management are therefore fed into our budgetary life cycles, ensuring that we have planned investment. Looking at all of these aspects of capacity management means that we understand our capacity management process is still important to us as we go forward managing our ongoing service to our organisations. We need to map it into our strategy, we need to build it into our design, and we need to be mindful of it in our operational environments. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comments box below. If you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Helen Morris. If there is a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to the GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com.